Previously on Let's Talk Drama Series, Dolly and Rose accompany Tendo to the clinic to see Nurse Miranda. Nurse Miranda offers her comfort and support to help Tendo through her pregnancy. The pastor calls for a community meeting. A video of Sadiki abusing a student makes its rounds at school. Amani expresses his disappointment to Sadiki before he's arrested by the police. Vusi and Sam almost come to blows in the class. Tendo confronts Vusi on their way home after school.
The pastors walk into the podium. At last this meeting can start.
I greet you all. I greet you all, my fellow community members. The Lord is indeed faithful. I'm very pleased by the turnout of this meeting today. Welcome. As most of you may be aware, in the past few months, our community has been torn apart due to the introduction of the comprehensive sexuality education classes at River Block High School. This meeting has therefore been called to help us better understand this subject and to collectively find ways to help the young girls and boys of this community. But before we go on with our meeting, allow me to recognize the presence of the head teacher at River Block High School and a man who I have grown to respect over the years. Allow me to also pay tribute to the very special guest, Miss Pinky Mamuza.
Special guest? Can you imagine?
Thank you, my friends. Thank you. As earlier indicated, this meeting has been called in order to discuss ways in which this whole community can work together to address the issue of early and unintended pregnancies among the girl child in our community. We cannot continue to bury our heads in the sand and pretend not to see what is happening to our children. Unless the community, the church, and the school authorities join hands, our girls will continue to become young mothers. We have all seen the numbers increase year by year. We have prayed and trust God will hear our prayers. Being a leader in the church, I want to urge all of us not to perish because of a lack of wisdom and knowledge. Learning and acquiring the correct information is something that even the scripture encourages. Let us all offer our teachers our full support as they help our children make better life decisions through the comprehensive sexuality education class. Dear friends, we cannot continue to pull ourselves in different directions. Uncomfortable as it may sound for most of us, the truth is that times have changed. We all teach our children certain rules, but they are still being exposed to different things out there in the world, and we can't shut out our children from the world. The world speaks to them through their phones, offering all kinds of different opinions, some wrong and others correct. The school is an important institution for them to get the right information about sex and sexuality as a whole.
Excuse me, Pastor. With all due respect, it sounds to me like you are encouraging sex before marriage.
That is far from the truth. Being a pastor, I have a duty to preach about abstinence. But given the changing society, I see now there is need to strengthen the ability for our youth to make informed decisions about if and when they are ready for sex. To know the consequences, to examine their personal morality on the issue. Therefore, there is value in talking about all other available options for the youth, so they are knowledgeable, take responsibility for their actions. The truth is that our children are having sex, sometimes by force, and as a result, the increase in teen pregnancies in this community is alarming.
I think this meeting should not even be happening. If our children are going out to go out and get pregnant, it means they have chosen a path for themselves and should be punished. No school for them.
Please, please, everyone, let us give each other opportunities to speak. Let's look at the bigger picture. All that I am advocating for is that we all give this new subject and the teaching staff the support they need to help our children make better life choices.
The pastor's right.
Absolutely.
Seeing that this is a community meeting and not a long sermon at church, everyone's voice must be heard, and the goal of this meeting should be to make it as participatory as possible. Miss Pinky, I see you have been itching to chip in. Please, feel free to address us. After all, you know more than us about the importance of this new subject and why our children should be taught comprehensive sexuality training.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you everyone for being here. I feel privileged to be in a position to teach the comprehensive sexuality education subject. And throughout my teaching career, I have faced so much opposition, from being called names to being accused of encouraging promiscuity. I understand why this is happening, because this is something new for most people. But I totally agree with what our pastor has said. Issues of sex and the behaviors our children choose to practice depend on values and what we teach our children.
Let's give our children the right values and not sex. Stop promoting pregnancies.
I believe in giving young people a second chance. You see, when you take time to listen and understand the circumstances through which some of these girls get pregnant, you will really appreciate that this is not just about sex. It's about acquiring the right information, about teaching both girls and boys values, and about making the right choices when it comes to sex, when to have it, when not to have it, and with whom. Isn't it?
Are you honestly going to tell me that all the pregnant girls in Riverblock High School are at fault?
Most of these girls found themselves pregnant due to various circumstances, including by force, without their consent. It's only fair that we stop blaming them and start embracing ways to help them. You see, what we should be talking about is continuity. These girls need your help to stay in school. And if they are not judged, they can definitely thrive.
But Miss Mabuza, how can a young girl who gets herself pregnant even excel in school? It's impossible.
Such girls should stay at home. They become a burden to everyone.
It is very possible to keep young girls who get pregnant in school. It's not only their right, but it is the best gift we can give these young girls to rewrite their lives for the better. I am a living example. I know most of you are shocked by this revelation, but it is indeed true. You know, when I was young, I fell head over heels in love, and my then boyfriend asked me to prove my love for him by having unprotected sex. I was afraid of losing him, so I agreed to his demand, and I ended up pregnant. You see, if my family and friends had judged me, I would not be standing here today. I would not have been passionately teaching this subject. So when I speak, it's because I have lived the reality that most girls of this community are living. I believe that with just a little support, our girls can do so much. One of the things I would like to ask you is total support as we teach these pupils. Just as the girls need help, the boys too need to be helped, because there is a big misconception that to be a man, one must sleep around and not use protection. The boys should be taught to assess their own values and be responsible. If the young people are taught well, they will realize the value of abstaining. Staying away from sex guarantees total protection from both pregnancies and diseases. And no girl or boy should be forced to have sex. It should only be had when one is ready and understands the full consequences. Now, as a community, we should also try to be more open-minded and allow our children to engage us on matters of sex. For those already having sex, it is better for them to use protection at all times. To achieve this, all stakeholders must do their part. Our part in the school is to teach, while our clinics should become more youth-friendly and provide condoms and other contraceptives without charging or judging the youth.
Thank you, Madam Mabuza. Being one of the parents who earlier opposed this subject, I want to pledge my support. I totally agree with you when you speak about the involvement of clinics. Clinics play a crucial role in reducing early and unintended pregnancies. I am so thankful for the great reception given to us by Nurse Miranda. With such a non-judgmental attitude, I believe more and more people, especially our children, will visit the clinics. You can count on me.
Thank you, Dolly. Thank you, everyone. And thank you so much, Pastor, for this rare honor. With your help, We at Riverblock High School will achieve great success for the young people.
Congratulations, Ms. Mabuza. By sharing your personal story, you have helped this community see the light.
Thank you, too. I believe we did it together.
Oh, my child.
Hello, Dad.
Why are you out here alone?
Dad, I made a huge mistake. I've really disappointed you. Please, Dad, please find it in your heart to forgive me. I'm really sorry.
Come here, my child, and stop crying. Enough, my daughter. Yes, I feel a little sad and disappointed, but I forgive you. Daddy cannot be angry with the apple of his eye for long. Come on, enough, my tendo. I'm here now. Don't cry.
Thank you, Daddy. I promise to make you proud.
I have forgiven you, but you must forget about that good-for-nothing Vusi. I don't want you to have anything to do with that boy. Do you understand, my baby?
Yes, Dad, I understand. I promise never to disappoint you.
That's my girl. You have my support, and for now only think about having your baby and going back to school. I don't want you and my grandchild to stress. Do you understand?
Yes, Daddy dearest. Thank you so much. You're the best papa in the whole world.
And you're the best daughter in the world. We'll be fine. Deal?
Deal.
Let's talk early and unintended pregnancy, EUP. Here are some questions to discuss with your family and friends. What are your community's attitudes towards teenage pregnancy and sexuality? How would you feel if your daughter fell pregnant while still in school? What personal stories have you heard about early and unintended pregnancy? Do you know anyone who had early and unintended pregnancy?
Join these and other interesting discussions on Facebook. Visit www.facebook.com/Let's Talk EUP. This drama series was brought to you by the United Nations Population Fund, UNESCO, Save the Children, and SAFAIDS. Find out more about the Let's Talk Early and Unintended Pregnancy program at www.letstalkeup.com.